onslaught. Frequently, they would spit brown fluid at me while I worked, but I refused to be deterred by such things and wrapped my hands in corn husks to prevent my skin from becoming stained. On occasion, one would plead with me to stop in its brittle, high-pitched voice, but I always pretended not to hear. My good works were at last brought to an end only when one of the vulgar creatures, to whom I was busy attaching